You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. Today, I'm sharing an excerpt from my most recent podcast episode on how to not feel salesy by making genuine connections. In today's episode, you're going to be hearing a snippet around sales mindset and why we often have this feeling of being salesy when it comes to promoting our music in the first place. To hear the rest of the episode and tips on how to actually make genuine connections and why that's so necessary to not feel salesy, listen and subscribe to the Out to Be podcast. Episode 79 is where you'll hear the entirety of this episode if you're looking for more tips on how to not be salesy when it comes to promoting your music. All right, let's dive into today's episode. I hear so many musicians coming to me and saying, I just feel salesy. Whether it's salesy when I'm talking about my music, my latest album, my latest single, or I feel salesy telling people that I actually like also teach lessons and sharing the packages and sharing how they can work with me. No matter what it is, I just feel super salesy. I feel like anytime I try to talk to someone about something that involves money or that involves them supporting me by paying for my song, paying for music lessons, whatever it is, I feel so gross. Now, I think that a big root cause of this is that as people who are musicians, who do anything in the music industry, we are so discouraged from taking this path. Now, of course, I'm making dramatic generalizations here because I have to say, actually, for myself, I wasn't necessarily discouraged from doing music, but I was like kind of discouraged from starting my own business and like going full time in music, because while the music part of it was all fine and dandy and my family loved seeing my talent and hearing my music and all that stuff, them seeing me, and not all of them, but like some of them seeing me go out and start my own business and take a risk, it made them uncomfortable and it made them nervous. You know, they want to protect you, family and friends often just want to protect you and they want what's best for you. And they think what's best for you is stability and having a regular job and not taking a business risk. As musicians, if you're full-time in your music career, even if you're part-time in your music career, by taking the venture and really going for it, it's often seen as a risk. It's seen as a risky move. It's seen as an unstable move. And so often we are discouraged from it. So of course we have the extreme side of things where people might be fully discouraged from doing music altogether. But sometimes it's not even that extreme. Sometimes it's literally just, oh, like I have the support in doing music, but now as I try to go full time or as I try to grow my income specifically from music, it's seen as risky. It's seen as like reckless or something you should be afraid of. And a lot of times that perspective on it and that mindset is something not that we truly believe, but that others believe that they're projecting onto us. And because of that, because we are told by others, because of their beliefs, not ours, but we are told by others that being a musician or being in music is risky, is crazy, you know, isn't the way to go, it's not the stable job, we often justify it by saying, I do it because I love it. I love what I do. I want to love what I do. So therefore I'm doing music. I know it's a crazy thing. I know it's a little bit risky. I know it pays shit, blah, blah, blah. But I just love what I do. So it's worth it. Raise your hand if you can relate to this. Now here's where the problem really comes in. Because we often go about our day-to-day lives and talking about our music career from such a place saying, I love what I do. I love what I do. I love what I do. I do music because I love it. I love music because I do it. Whatever you want to say. Then when it comes to making money from it and when it comes to being salesy, all of a sudden it's like, I can't charge for this because I love doing it. I love what I do, so it feels skeezy. It feels like I shouldn't be asking a ton of money for this because I love doing it. So I'm not going to like con people into doing this when, you know, I could do this. I would do this for free. Like, I don't even really need to get paid for this. I just love it so much. I'd do it for free. Oh my goodness. If I had a penny for every time I heard that, I would be so stinking rich. I could pay for all of your music careers. But for real though, this is an excuse and it's a mindset that's not really serving you. Because at the end of the day, you can love what you do up the wazoo, but if you don't make money from it and you're trying to make money from it, and I want to put that in there because of course, if you don't make money from it, but you have another job, then it's more of a hobby. But if you're trying to do this as a career, if you're trying to do this as a career and you love what you do, that is no reason for you to not get paid. If you are trying to do this as a career, you deserve to get paid for your talent, for your education, for your time, and for you, for the service that you are providing.
And this is exactly what we cover inside of the Out to Be Mastermind. The Out to Be Mastermind is a group and one-on-one hybrid program built for women in music who are looking to grow and scale their music careers. For women in music who want to make more money and have more time left in their day to play music, write music, or just take a day off without having to worry about if the money is coming in or not. This is for women who have a multifaceted music business, who have multiple streams of income or want to build multiple streams of income, who are a solo artist and or a coach or a teacher. If this is you and you're ready to go from feeling salesy and feeling like you have to struggle to make money to feeling confident in your sales, allowing money to come to you with ease and grow your music business, then this is for you. Head to bit.ly/outtobemastermind for more information. And of course, I'll put the link in the show notes. As of now, there's only 4 spots left. And by the time this episode goes out and you hear it, they will probably either be all gone or almost all gone. So you definitely want to go and grab your spot now. Head to bit.ly/outtobemastermind for more information and to apply to grab your spot. This is your last chance, so make sure that you act soon. All right, thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.